AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. It's been a deadly day throughout Ukraine after Russian missiles and drones struck multiple locations, killing some 36 people. Details from our Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that Russia launched about 110 missiles overnight throughout Ukraine. In Odessa, emergency workers helping residents leave a residential building in the port city. Zelensky wrote, "Today Russia used nearly every type of weapon in its arsenal." If Zelensky's count is confirmed, it would be the largest aerial attack by the Kremlin's forces since their full-scale invasion in February 2022. I'm Karen Chamas.
It's expected the U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether or not the states of Colorado and now Maine can ban former President Trump from appearing on next year's ballot. Both states allege his actions after the 2020 election violate an amendment dealing with insurrection. Traveling for the long holiday weekend, our Rita Foley reports.
Tomorrow's expected to be a busier than usual Saturday on the roads, as many Americans get where they are going for that big New Year's Eve party on Sunday. According to the AAA, best time to travel tomorrow, before noon. Worst time, between 5 and 7 in the evening.
Some revelers in New York City getting ready for the big New Year's Eve celebration say the fighting in Ukraine and Israel are dampening the mood this year.
What's happening abroad, not just here. It's just been sad seeing how people have been conflicting and fighting with each other.
The search is on for a missing Colorado Springs woman suspected of killing two of her children and injuring a third. 35-year-old Kimberly Singler was hospitalized after she called police, but now she can't be found. A high surf warning remains in effect for Southern California and the Pacific Coast, along with Hawaii's beaches. This is AP News. An AP investigation into cancer linked to Air Force nuclear missile facilities.
Documents obtained by the Associated Press show the Air Force has known for two decades toxins were lurking in its nuclear missile launch capsules, but did not tell the airmen manning the facilities. The documents show the Air Force was told about dark liquid festering on the floor, asbestos readings 50 times higher than safety standards.
My husband was definitely exposed.
Doreen Jenness's husband Jason was serving 24-hour shifts in underground capsules at Montana's Malmstrom Air Force Base. He died of cancer in 2001. When the first reports of cancer among other missileers surfaced around then, the Air Force assured them then and since that all was well. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.